Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Collierville.
Some things are slow, like sleepy sloths. Other things are fast, like Xfinity XFi. That's where you get fast, reliable internet, even when the whole family is online on different devices all over the house. Stream live TV on the patio while the kids game in the den and your better half looks up recipes on the tablet in the kitchen. See, everybody wins. Want your family to put down their devices and get together for dinner? Just pause your in-home Wi-Fi with one tap on the XFi app and voila. And after the plates are clean, the veggies have been eaten, and the homework they swear they forgot about is done, you can turn the Wi-Fi back on just as easily. You are the boss. Plus, with XFi Advantage, you can get enhanced security and safer browsing for all the devices in your home. Switch to Xfinity and see how Xfinity XFi makes Wi-Fi simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Pizza Sub Collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want.
Sorry, it's the red onions.
Limited time only in participating restaurants.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Cash word is ring, R-I-N-G. You can text ring in the next 59 minutes to win $1,000 to 72881. Jason and John's code word this hour is ring, R-I-N-G. Text ring to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. We got another cash word coming up after Jason and John, right before Giannotto and Jeffrey. That's at 2 o'clock.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night, the Driftwood Ramblers. On Saturday, it's Doc Fangas.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, his name is Penny Hardaway. He's head coach of the Memphis Tigers basketball team. He just put together the number one recruiting class in the country. He joins us now, Coach Hardaway. How you doing, man? You've been busy.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Busy, but happy at the same time.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are, as is the city. Listen, we just had Vicky Finch on, first lady to the program, as you know. And yesterday she was talking about how good it was to see you and Larry and Ronnie be announced as inductees into that Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. It meant so much to her. Coach, what she meant, what's that woman meant to you, to the players, the coaches, the program? She's been so special.
Yeah, she is special. And like you said, she is the first lady of the program. She is a second mother to me. She is someone that I call on and, you know, kind of like a mentor from a second mother's point of view of how to handle things with me at the university and in life. And she's been so friend to me and a bunch of other people, and I love her dearly. She's such a sweet, sweet woman.
Yes, sir.
Penny, it's not why you took the job, but when you assemble the class that you have assembled, it's forced a lot of people, especially on a national level, to eat their words. Is there a part of you that enjoys proving people wrong?
Oh, for sure. That's the competitive side. I mean, like I was saying the other day, I'm not the largest critic. I'm going to push myself harder than anybody else can ever push me or even critique me. So when people say that I can't do things, it definitely pushes me harder. And I've always loved making people eat their words about what they said that I couldn't do.
You know, there was a thought that when you got the job, it was, okay, Penny's going to be able to take care of Memphis. He's going to be able to recruit locally, but he's not going to be able to go national. That's at least what one ESPN analyst said. You've clearly blown that out of the water. You got national prospects in this class. What's enabled you to do that? What's enabled you to be the national brand and be able to get outside of Memphis and take the Memphis brand nationally?
Well, first and foremost, you know, it's just, you know, I thank God for the basketball ability because that's what got me noticed even now with the players. They understood that I was a good player in the NBA, a first-team All-NBA guy. So that kind of gets us in the doors. To also have a great staff, Mike, Sam, and Mike, and Tony have all been great at what they've done. And just building relationships with the kids, man, we're like spot on when it comes to that. These kids respect us and want to do it and go where we've been. But they also, we call and talk a lot, the conversations that we have, the vision that we give them. And at the end of the day, it all boils down to these kids want to go to the next level. Mm-hmm. So they respect us enough to listen to what we have to say and believe that we can help get them to that next level.
Coach, what's been the best part of this personally for you, putting this all together? Is it the making folks eat their words? Is it the sort of the buzz, you getting Memphis back on the national stage, you know, guys seeing Memphis again on SportsCenter? Just personally, what's been the best part of all this? The people coming up to you?
Personally, it's to have the city happy again, to be very honest with you. I felt like coming in that I could do that. I felt like I could put a great staff together, and we did. But really, I wanted the city to be happy again. I wanted the school to be back on top. Yeah. That's what drives me, not trying to prove people wrong. I mean, I just internally, I'll take the challenge.
Yes, sir.
And try to do that on my own personally. But for the biggest part of this is people coming up to me telling me thank you, the entire city being excited again. I love that for our city.
Coach, I got to ask you, and we're talking, of course, to Penny Hardaway, head coach of the Memphis Tigers, what are these practices going to be like? Are we talking open position battles? Can you sell tickets to these practices?
I know, right? That's
brother.
It's amazing, though, to even think that we have this group coming in, and the practices should be legendary. We should be talking about these for years and years past, that what happened in this year's class during practice, because that's what you want. You want it to be highly competitive every day. You don't want people coming in being complacent that things are just going to happen. And that's every person, 1 through 15.
Yep. How much are you looking forward to these 10 extra days of practice that you'll get? I think it's 10, right, Coach, that you'll get in ahead of the Bahamas? Yeah. Seems like it'll be real valuable for this team and you.
Yeah, they'll be very valuable. I mean, I did this for a lot of reasons. First off, you know, like you said, those extra 10 days of practice,
man, yeah,
and working these kids out, because we're going to have a ton of freshmen and everything's going to be new. Also, to go and see who could do what, you know, over in the Bahamas when we play these games, to see where we're at as a team, where individuals are, and also to use it as a bonding trip,
mm-hmm,
to try to keep this team together, because I know the questions are out there. How are you going to keep everybody satisfied? How are you going to play all these guys and all that? I think it'll just all figure itself out. I think it'll work its way out. It always does. And the style that we want to play, it's going to afford for us to play enough guys. So,
yep.
But just to get a bonding trip and a vacation all in one at the same time. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
No doubt. When you sit down, Penny, and you think about next season's team and the versatility and the talent, what part of all of it makes you the most excited? Is it the versatility? Is it the guys who are able to play multiple positions? I mean, what's the best part when you think about the possibilities of next season?
It is the versatility of all these players being able to play multiple positions and do multiple things, offensively and defensively. It puts us in a great position because, man, you can go so long defensively and you can go fast in one lineup, quick in another lineup, large, big, whatever, in another lineup. So it's so many ways that we can play and keep making adjustments in the game wherever we have to get the job done. And I like having all those options.
No doubt. Coach, you do have a third assistant spot open. When you're looking at candidates, What do you want in that spot? Like, what kind of qualities and traits are you looking for in that role?
I mean, me and Mike talked about this, and Tony and I have talked about this. You want a guy that that's a developer, a guy that's going to get out on the floor and teach and develop. We need guys on the floor that are going to, you know, because we have such a young team, I think one of the major points is going to be not so much about the X's and O's, but about getting out on the floor and teaching and being able to develop kids, and let's get these kids better every day, mm-hmm. every week, every month. You know, you're going to see something different in the kid, and I think that bodes well for us as a staff. And then, of course, the chemistry has to be right with all of us, which it is right now. I've always been told by my peers to make sure that everybody's on the same page, so whoever comes in. And we had fun with Sam. It was just, you know, the next person that comes in has to be that same type of chemistry, though.
You mentioned development with this spot. How important is potential NBA experience? Because, Penny, what you've obviously done a really good job of is telling an NBA story. It's come to Memphis. We've got NBA experience. Me, Mike, obviously Tony's been in the game for so long. You know, we're going to teach you how to be your own boss. We're going to teach you how to feed your body, how to prepare. So how important is somebody with NBA experience being in that role, given sort of the story that you have told and told successfully?
Yeah, it's very important to me because it's no knock on high school coaches or college coaches that don't have NBA experience, because if a guy comes in and nails an interview and kind of shows you what he can do, sometimes they could turn you into believing in what they can do. But going in, I want another NBA type guy or NBA guy that if he didn't play, then he coached in the NBA, he has experience with the NBA, NBA players, because when you're getting these young guys coming in, those guys have already taught and developed younger players.
Looks like Michigan's trying to emulate what's going on in the 901, Coach.
Hey, you know what?
He deserves it.
It's so funny that you said that, because a lot of the guys contacted me when Juwan got hired. They didn't really contact me as much when Stackhouse got hired. Some said, well, you know he got hired because of the job you guys did last year. But with Juwan being hired, it makes me proud, because it's like, okay, now everybody's kind of seeing the point or getting the picture, because it's not like NBA guys can't coach college.
Yeah.
It's just the work ethic that you have. And I think Jerry Stackhouse and Juwan Howard both have great work ethic when it comes to what they're going to do, and they're going to take it serious. So I was happy to see that as well.
Obviously, you're a competitor, and for example, Jerry Stackhouse has said like he wants to recruit the city of Memphis. Good luck with that. But I imagine as a former player, you want these guys to do well, because it's a fraternity in some ways, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely want the fraternity of guys. I think it's like eight or nine of us in college right now, and you root for your peers, because we've gone through the channels of being players, made it to the NBA, and now coaches. So that when it comes full circle, I think it only helps the kids, because we can give them a perspective from a player and a coach's view versus just a coach who didn't play. And like I said, a majority of these kids want to go to the next level.
Penny, let me ask you this. I want to turn to the NBA really quickly. It's kind of off topic, but the Golden State Warriors have at least like 2 to 3 weeks off before they play another game. How do you think Kevin Durant feels right now? Like, you're a former player. You know what a former player thinks like. How do you think Kevin Durant is feeling right now with his team having had so much success in his absence?
Well, I think Kevin understood who they were before he went. He knew that they were champions before he went, so I'm sure he's not surprised. He understands the scheme of things, and he doesn't feel bad. I don't think he goes, well, man, they can win without me. They won without him before he came. So he definitely understands that. He just knows that he makes them more of a weapon when he's out there, because you can't double step, you can't double Clay. And even now teams aren't being successful trying to do that, because Draymond has elevated his game. Andre Iguodala, before he went out, elevated his game. But I don't think Kevin Durant is mentally messed up like, oh my God, they're really winning without me. They won before he got there. So I think he understood that they had that capability.
Coach, last thing, can't tell you how much we appreciate your time, know your role. And I got to ask you, because the man's admired you so much. You've had battles with him. Faraji Phillips, great high school coach here, headed over to Vanderbilt. He do that with your blessing, Coach? I know you guys are tight.
So Faraji basically earned it on his own. I mean, Ben Faraji, a really good friend.
Yes, sir.
I've always respected him as a coach. He's one of the hardest working guys I've ever met in my life. He's one of the toughest guys. So, you know, they got a great person, great coach, great family guy. And I couldn't be so proud of him, because, you know, we texted each other congratulations. And Stackhouse is going to be very pleased with Faraj. Faraj is going to bring, and whatever he doesn't know, he's going to learn it. He's going to get better at it. He's going to be great at it. So I'm happy for him.
Penny, man, congratulations.
Congrats
on all the success.
Man.
You got the city on fire again.
Thank you for this.
Yeah, no, thank you, man. I love the city, and hopefully we can do something special.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Penny.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Yep. He is Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway. That's the mayor of Memphis right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the most popular man in the city.
No question about it.
He can do no wrong.
He can do no wrong, man. Probably he's earned a vacation. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And sounds like he wants to get this assistant thing handled, though, pretty quickly.
I mean, could it have been more clear? Like, they're hiring an NBA guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know if it's going to be Miles Simon, but, like, they're going to hire an NBA guy.
And I promise you they could sell tickets to their practices.
Oh, I would buy them.
I don't know if that's legal or what, but, I would buy them illegally, whatever. And I'm sure fans would, too, is more the point. Those practices are going to be battles, and he gets 10 extra days of them because of this Bahamas trip. That will be invaluable to this team.
I mean, if you're a Memphis fan, right, and you have the disposable income.
How is this whole city is going to be in the Bahamas?
You're going to the Bahamas in the week of August 12th.
We got to make sure or not. Is that on ESPN or what, if they're going to show it or whatever?
Yeah,
because those old Kentucky trips were.
Exactly.
And this is a team
you're
that's,
right. You're
you
right.
Know, so this is one, if I'm ESPN, this is going to
get you. No, you're exactly right.
And I'd be interested in doing it if I'm them.
Yeah, because Memphis has gone on overseas trips before, but they've never – I think they went the year of Joe Jackson's freshman year. I'm pretty sure they went that year.
It's Bahamas.
Yeah, but it wasn't
– No, that wasn't –
The hype wasn't like this.
No, well, they weren't a top five, top ten team in the country.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be the difference.
Yeah, so appreciate Penny Hardaway. He's a very busy man. Appreciate him joining the show. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis, Tigers, hoops, recruits, all the coverage, one place.
We want all the smoke. We want everything. We want everything to be about Memphis. We want it to be, hey, you guys are supposed to do this, and we need to reach that. That's what this city wants. That's what we want. That's who we are. We don't want to shy away from anything. We want this type of a group because we want to win a national championship.
With Memphis's mid-afternoon show 2 till 4, Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal, and 92.9's Jeffrey Wright, 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Hey, guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law, pound law. That's all.
When you're a pro, your reputation is built and proven over time. That's why the Home Depot carries Loctite PL Premium Max Adhesive, the strongest on the market. Durable, gets the job done right, and holds up over time. Right now, get 12 or more for the bulk price of only $7.97 each. Loctite PL Premium Max. More strength, durability, and job done right for less. At the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Flo here with a really weird word, buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter, it's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird. Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Treat yourself to the premier bakery in Memphis with today's Perks Deal. Half off $20 gift certificates to family-owned and operated Frost Bake Shop. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Casual Pint, they're at 395 South Highland. It's the craft beer place in Memphis. It's the hot spot these days. They're locally owned and operated. You're going to love the place. 28 beer taps, 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans. Got your favorite bottle of beer. You can do beer to go as well. It's really cool. You can do growler fills or mix of six packs, and you can do those out of the cooler or packaged off the dry shelf. Always something going on over at the Casual Pint. As a matter of fact, John, tonight, Thursday, it's flight night. It's a good way for you all that are serious about your beers to experience and explore a bunch of different beers. You can get a flight for $5, and that's regularly $9. 4 glasses, small, selected beers. It's a good way to try beer. Again, this is for the beer connoisseur. Only the serious should apply. And again, the place is great. Open-air atmosphere. They've got the dog-friendly patio right there on Highland. You're going to love it, and you're going to love the people. The Casual Pint, 395 South Highland. It's where beer lovers meet.
Jeff Calkins is a sports columnist over at the Daily Memphian. He joins us every single Thursday, and he joins us now. Mr. Calkins, how are you?
I'm good. And you guys?
We are doing very well. We just talked to Penny Hardaway, and so that is always nice to do.
Yeah, I hate to follow Penny Hardaway. That's a tough follow there, man.
Yeah, he's the most popular man in Memphis right now, for sure. There's a lot to get to. There's a lot to get to on the show here with you. But want to start with the Tom Bowen story. And I understand that, you know, obviously it's there's a lot that goes into it, and it's complicated in many different ways. So I will ask you, as the Daily Memphian was the outlet that did have the story, what is there to make of? Like, what is there to even be made of, if that makes sense?
Well, I mean, to me, when Tom Bowen resigned suddenly or abruptly or whatever in this mysterious fashion, and then there was this press conference where they wouldn't really address anything about whether he was, when Dr. Rudd was asked specifically if he had been asked to resign, when he just referred back to the statement, I think that created questions in people's minds as to what happened. So the Daily Memphian set out to find out what happened and sent a Freedom of Information Act request to the university and asked for any documents in response to that led to this. And one of the documents that was produced was this letter. And there's no question that the letter itself alleges some pretty innocuous behavior, as even the letter acknowledges. But to me, the key to the story is that the university, when asked, why is he gone, essentially, what documents do you have in your possession that please give us any documents that you have in your possession that help explain why he's gone, they supplied this letter. Now, do I believe, using my brain, that this letter is that literally based on the sum total of this letter, that's why he's gone? No. I believe that's the only document that they have to suggest why he's gone, and that's why it was given to us. But it's really not really that complicated. Some people ask, well, why did the university release this letter? The answer to that is they're legally obligated to. Like, I really have not understood anyone who says they shouldn't have released the letter. If in their judgment, the council's judgment, this letter is a document that pertains to why he's gone, they are legally obligated to release it. And I'm stunned that anyone, particularly I even saw a journalist out there saying they should not have released this letter. That is bizarre to me, that a journalist would say they should not release a letter that is 100 that they say. I have no reason. I don't know why he's gone, but I know that they said that this is why he's gone, or this is one of the reasons that he's gone. And so, the university was legally obligated to release the letter, which is why they released the letter, I presume. And then why did we print the letter? Because we printed the letter because when asked, why is he gone, this is what they gave us. Now, if we just gotten this personnel file and said, here's everything as a personnel file, we would not have, and this is this random letter, we would not have printed it because it's pretty innocuous, and it is, we have no idea if the stuff behind, we have no independent substantiation of what's behind it or not. But the letter becomes entirely relevant when the university says, and this is why he is gone. Now, do I think again, using my brain, do I think that's the sum total of the university's, of why he's gone? No, I suspect that that the letter prompted discussions or whatever else, but that's why it's patently clear that they had to release the letter, and it's patently clear that the letter was as innocuous as it was when the university says, this is why he's gone. It's patently obvious that you, as a publication, have to print it, and so that's what happened.
Does legal counsel come to that conclusion that it has to do with the resignation, with an investigation, or one person deciding? How do you think that goes?
Well, I think
because Tom said he never right with an investigation, you'd go to both sides, right, and all that. So I'm just curious how they come to that conclusion.
We don't know. Legal counsel makes a judgment as to they know over there what went into his resignation, right? And they know that this letter, or at least they've made the judgment that this letter was part of the process that led to his investigation. Mm-hmm. Now, that led to his resignation. Now, what followed from this letter? We don't know. I can hypothesize. They could have had an investigation, which I don't know that went in out. Two, the letter could have confirmed something that they already knew. Three, who knows? I don't know what happened. They could have said, Tom, either resign or there'll be an investigation. I got no idea what happened. Yeah. But all I know is that they said, the legal counsel said, this is why. And we printed, Tom said, no, this letter had nothing to do with my resignation.
Right.
And so we printed that too. Tom says it had nothing to do with his resignation. They said the letter has to do with his resignation. I make no judgment. I'm just printing both sides. Not I, we, the right. Daily Memphis, just printing both sides in terms of whether it had something to do with his resignation or not. There's no question. Tom says the letter has nothing to do with why he resigned. They say the letter has something to do with why he resigned, or they wouldn't have produced it. And so there you go. We put it in a story, and people can make up their own minds. It's at very least, we would not have printed it just based on the timing that the letter came in the 16th and he resigned on the 20th.
Mm-hmm. That's their association.
That's not enough to print that letter. You know, if they hadn't said this is why, that's not enough to print that letter.
Right.
But it's certainly interesting timing, isn't it?
It is. There's no question about that. This is a question for Jeff Calkins, the lawyer, because I don't know the law as well as you do. If there, let's go truth here, because we don't know. But I'm doing a what if situation here, Jeff. What if there was no hanky panky? Okay, there's no truth in it at all. It was a business relationship, and the university has tied it to the resignation, right? And come up with the fact that we've decided it is connected to the resignation, and they put that out there. Could they be in any problems at all? Again, if that is not the truth, that there was no hanky panky, and yet you've made the determination that it's part of the reason why he resigned.
Anyone can always sue someone for if what you're suggesting is that, and then the argument would be, you got this random letter, and you released this letter as part of a FOIA request,
yep,
and this letter defames me because it suggests things that are not true.
Yep.
He can certainly bring a lawsuit against the university. I'm not going to weigh in on the merits of whether
sure,
he would
absolutely. That's
win
that's
it or what, lose yeah. it or whatever, but anyone can sue anyone. And so
it's strange
he can certainly if there's 100%, if this thing is just 100% untrue, mm-hmm. and he was leaving for a job, and this is the only letter that has ever gotten in there, and there's no truth to anything, and he just happened to be sitting next to this woman, and because some busybody sent Dr. Rudd a letter, that is why he was... They've offered it up, even though that letter and that kind of behavior had nothing to do with his resignation. Mm-hmm. I would think he would sue,
yeah.
But I don't think he will sue. But maybe he might. I say that. I have no idea whether he's going to sue. I have no idea whether he's going to sue.
Yeah, and last thing from me on this, Wolkin's tweet about this was saying, basically said, releasing a heavily redacted letter full of innuendo and conjecture to a news outlet to slime a former employee whose firing was in the works for months is disgraceful on every level. What would be your response to that?
It's been a rough week and a rough time for Dan Wolkin. Dan's been anti-Penny, like, from the beginning. And he's had a rough time on anti-Penny. You know, like, it's been rough. Like, if you're Dan and you know that it's a bad hire and whatever else, and you're, like, every time you come on the radio, you keep, in the face of more and more triumphs for Penny Hardaway, you just keep raising more issues. Like, at some point, like, you just declare surrender, but Dan is incapable. I've literally never heard Dan ever say I'm wrong. So now Penny just keeps getting five-star recruits, and Dan just keeps saying, yeah, but can he coach? Or, yeah, but now he's got to win, or, like, whatever. And on the Rudd Bowen stuff, listen, any journalist who covers them knows that it has been rocky between them, mm-hmm. right? I actually like and respect them both. I think I get along. I've always gotten along. I don't know if I would now with Bowen, but I've always gotten along with both. I have great respect for what they both have done for the institution. Dan is very clearly, I mean, like, he came at me. I wrote a column 2 weeks ago, whenever this happened, saying that it's good it's done, that it's good Tom's gone because it was dysfunctional, right? And he comes back, no, it's not good it's gone because, you know, Tom's never going to get the credit he deserves. And basically, he's always saying David Rudd is crazy, Dr. Rudd is crazy, right? And so what happens is Dan on this one basically took the view early on that Tom Bowen was being forced out by the university for no good reason. Well, just like the Penny stuff, now at least, according to the university, there's a reason. And at least according to the university, it wasn't just because David Rudd is irrational, right? That's basically what he's always said. He's a Penny's a bad, and David Rudd is Penny's in over his head, and David Rudd is irrational. And Penny doesn't seem to be over his head. And now evidence has sort of emerged that there might be some reason that Bowen is gone. So it's been kind of rough for Dan. I'm surprised, even as rough as it has been for Dan, that he would take the position that a university or a public university should duck a FOIA request they deem directly responsive. Dan is a journalist who's been known to file FOIA requests. And the idea that you would say that a university should duck a FOIA request when they deem it to be directly responsive to the question is, I don't know. Like, at some point, it's like I said, at some point you would think he might declare surrender, but that's not in Dan's character. And so, you know, away you go. I guess he can be whatever. Like, he could be hoping the Penny thing blows up or whatever, and then it'll look right. But right now, it's been a rough time to be Dan.
One more thing on this, because I think she deserves it. The woman in this who apparently still works there, how about the work environment for her right now?
Oh, well, that can't be good.
No, it cannot.
Let's be clear. I don't think the work environment over right there right now. I think there's a lot of good people who work for the athletic department.
There are.
And a lot of really good people who work for the athletic department. And they have been, and I'll be honest, I think there's a lot of loyalty to Tom Bowen, too. And Tom Bowen brought most of them in. Tom Bowen has an eye for good hires.
Yep.
Look at what a lot of his people have done since they've come to Memphis. A lot have moved on to bigger and better jobs. And then you're left with a situation where, I mean, Allie's great, and I do think he's the perfect interim He's great. He's classy. He's dedicated to getting things done, Memphis through and through. But all of a sudden, this happens. First of all, Tom resigns suddenly. Second of all, and I don't know this or not, but Jonah said today on my show that a lot of them were blindsided by this report. It just can't be a good place to work right now, a happy place to work for any of them. So I'm looking forward to a new AD coming in and creating a work environment that's productive for everyone, because when this kind of thing happens, no, it can't be a great place to work. And I know they've been even like Tammy, of course, who's works in the sports information department, after the resignation, I think she tweeted something like this: so proud of my team, wouldn't want to go through it with anyone else, right? And I think that's a I think that's something to be I think it speaks well for them. Like they're the rank and file people who are doing hard work over there, and I have nothing but high regard for them.
We are, of course, talking to Jeff Calkins of the Daily Memphis, and he is, of course, the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, which airs from 9 to 11 on this very station. The inaugural Hall of Fame inductees are out. I mean, I heard Gary had a little bit of an issue with some of the selections, but I think overall, I got no real complaints, Jeff. I got to be honest with you. Like, I got no real complaints with the first class.
The complaints have centered on Elliot Perry. The people, I haven't heard a lot of complaining about people who are in there, right, because who wants to say, well, they should be out, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it seems to be the main questions that have been raised about Elliot Perry and Jerry Lawler and some Grizzlies representative, whether it be the Pursuit team or whether it be Mike Heisley, or whatever. I can hear arguments for all those people. Obviously, Elliot is a slam dunk, a Memphis Sports Hall of Fame Memphian as walks on this earth. In some ways, his story, because it didn't rely on the incandescent talent that Penny has, it's just a tremendous Memphis story. And then he comes back here and he invests himself in the place. And you can't do better than Elliot Perry for Memphis. And he will obviously get into the Hall of Fame. The question is, when you already have Keith going in and Ronnie going in and Larry going in and Penny going in, do you need every Tiger in one? Does every Tiger, deserving Tiger, have to be in the first class? Jerry Lawler, I'm glad wrestlers are eligible. I think he's a slam dunk too. And I could have made a strong argument for the Pursuit team. Honestly, I think Heisley will get in, of course, soon. But I'm just like, I don't know how many are on the committee. It's probably like 30 of us or something. I'm just one voice. And I thought it was a pretty good list. Everyone will have disputes about it. And that's fine. I'm not even going to argue with them.
When can you be inducted?
Yeah, right.
Come on, seriously, that's not blowing smoke. George Lapides is in there, and you have chronicled this city's sports history for the last 20 years.
Jeff thinks you were blowing smoke, Jason.
I'm not blowing smoke at all.
Sometime after Jarvis, and other luminaries in town. So probably in 50 or 60 years.
Will that let me ask you, will that be your first Hall of Fame?
Posthumous. I'm in the Scripps Hall of Fame.
That's right.
I'm in the Scripps Howard Hall of Fame. How about that? I'm in a Hall of Fame. Oh, I'm glad. I feel so much better about myself now that you – I'm also in the Idiocy Hall of Fame, basically. If there was a Hall of Fame for basic idiocy as you go through life, I would be an early first-class inductee into the Idiocy Hall of Fame. But it doesn't exist so far as I can tell.
Is that a reference to you losing your car?
That would be a reference to me misplacing my car and reporting it stolen. Yes.
You were out there. Speaking of Hall of Fame, you were out there at the Penny Hardaway press conference yesterday, and that is where he said he.
Yesterday was that?
Sorry. It was 2 days ago. But all these days run together, man. This whole month, it's been crazy.
Right.
But you were out there, and that's where he said he wants all the smoke, and I believe him when he says that. Like, don't you?
It is so good. Like, it is so good. Like, that was a great line, wasn't it?
Yes.
Like, I want all the smoke. That is a great line.
Because, I made the point, like, there are coaches out there who can have number one recruiting classes, but they don't come up to the press conference and say, yeah, you know, bring it on. Like, I want it all. Like, I want all those problems. You know, they're like, you know, let's see how this all kind of works together. We're
Give
excited
it
about it.
Right.
But now Penny's like, let's go. Who won it?
Well, and it's, to me, it's like when people talk about how Penny and his staff are different, they say, oh, flat-brimmed hat, or, you know, look at the shoes, or Chris and George shoes, or whatever. You're exactly right. It's not just that. And to me, it is, that is quintessential Memphis. And it's, you're exactly right. Almost no coach would say, they'd all say, well, this class hasn't proven anything. You know, well, they'll get here on campus and they haven't proven it. No, no, no. That's not Penny. Penny is truly of Memphis and understands Memphis. And Memphis wants all the smoke. Like, that is what, it's why, Tubby's a great man, but it's why the people, honestly, who hired Tubby made him, couldn't have misjudged more badly just because he doesn't want the smoke.
Well, hello then.
No, Tubby does not want the smoke.
You are exactly right, Jeff. He didn't want any smoke.
He does not want the smoke. And Penny wants all the smoke. And Memphis wants all the smoke. It's just how Memphis is wired. Like, Memphis wants the smoke. And it's just how we are as a city. And, I mean, it's a wrestling town, for God's sakes, right? And so it was fantastic. And honestly, it's the other thing is that, A, not only is Penny's willingness – first is the fact that he understands it. Secondly, his willingness to say it. But then – he just puts it so perfectly. I mean, he has a real – it's not just that he is a – that he says what he thinks. When he says what he thinks, he really has a charisma and a – you know, he's really good at it. Like, he is really good at it. John Calipari was good at it in another way. Mm-hmm. But just in terms of quotable coaches I've ever covered – those two are among the best I've ever covered, and in a totally different ways. With John, it felt a little more calculated. With Penny, it just feels Penny being Penny. But my God, is he good at this job?
Yeah, it really is.
Yep, he really is good at it. Jeff, always
you
appreciate
are as well.
The time,
thank you,
man.
Jeff.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. See
yep. you. Ted, this is second. It'll be his second Hall of Fame because
mm-hmm.
he's in that. I forgot he was in that Scripps Howard Hall of Fame. That's a regal place to be, John.
It is. I didn't realize they had one of those, though.
You and I, probably not Hall of Fame material.
That ain't why I do this, man. I don't do this for now. Do I believe that people will appreciate this show when it is gone? Yes, I do. That is my theory. That is.
Appreciate us more when we're gone.
Absolutely. But I ain't doing it for the Hall of Fame. You know, I ain't doing it for that. Just trying to get by, bro. Just trying to get by. And like we said yesterday, it's a blessing to be able to work in this city, man, period. You know, it just is. Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame, whatever.
I'm with you there.
It is an exciting time for sure. All right, we'll come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, I'm a really big sports person and probably the best sports radio station I've ever heard. I've lived in a lot of different places and thought like heads and shoulders above other places.
Some stations, they give you a chance to win cash four times an hour. Us, it's every hour.
Hey, this is Zach. I just won $1,000 on 92.9 ESPN.
Saddle up. It's Unicorn Cash every hour, weekdays 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, everybody, it's time for a road trip. And if I said, who wants to drive an all-new Silverado or an all-new Blazer, how many hands are going to go up? Can't be just mine. And that's why you have to be with me right now at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. Not only do they have the best deals, they have the best testing ground in the Mid-South to drive all-new Chevys on highways, on back roads, maybe even off-road. So crank the music up, play off all the new gadgets, and see why All-Star Chevys have all the awards. And they have all the awards, people. Not only that, the Chevy sell down deals at All-Star in May are spot on. Lots of 0 for 72 financing with GM Financial on Silverado, Equinox, and more. Or get in on the discounts and cash that drop the new Silverado prices as much as $12,000 off MSRP. And huge military discounts for those who serve our great country. It's an easy drive from Collierville, Memphis, or anywhere in Mississippi. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch or go check out their complete inventory at allstarautogroup.com.
Oh, hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait, so I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, upgrade to get more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, and 62119. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help in preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Mattress Firm. This Friday through Monday, get a $99 Beautyrest Queen mattress. Or Saturday only, hurry in to get our Doorbuster, a free purple pillow with select mattress purchase. And get a king for the price of a queen and a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Hurry in, these deals end Monday. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Doorbuster available while supplies last. $99 mattress available in-store only. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For all the details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Get down!
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Look at me. You know what to see. See a bad mother.
Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that is exactly where you should go. What is it that you need? They got everything you can imagine. They got small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. I'm in a 2019 Mustang Coupe right now. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing, service, and accessories for your vehicle. And if you get down there and by some happenstance, they don't have what you're looking for, don't worry, don't fret, don't storm off the lot. Just let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us there. Man, I just think my goal is to just be on that Hall of Fame, man. That's like not to be in the Hall of Fame, but to be on that Hall of Fame board. Like, that is my one goal in life, man, other than blowing up and then acting like I don't know nobody. That's my other goal.
You're being serious right now, I think.
Oh, I'd love to be on the board. I'd love to have any kind of input whatsoever and just, like, talk about, you know, who and, like, because I think I can bring, like, some, you know, some maybe non-traditional submissions like The Rock.
I'm going to back you up on that because, number one, it'd just be fun for all the sports conversations, sort of like having a sports radio show and all the back-and-forth conversation on guys.
Yes.
But number two, it feels like they're doing very important work.
Yes.
Very important work in terms of what it means to the city. I mean, these are people that have contributed a ton, mean a ton to the people of this city.
Yes.
And so, yeah, from that standpoint.
Yeah, I'd like to be on it, man. I mean, I know that I'm probably too young for them.
We'll try to get you nominated for the board.
I'm probably too young because
there's like 30 dudes. Maybe somebody will bow out. We'll get you in.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, like Streets. You know, they got in and out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, mm-hmm. Somebody got to fill that role, man. Yeah. I'm here. Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready on that board. I'm ready to put Taco Meat in the Hall of Fame. I mean, we've got to think outside the box. It can't just be the obvious people. It's got to be people that you may not necessarily think about. That's going to be my role, is putting people who you wouldn't necessarily think.
Like that dude that's got the boxing gloves that been on the corner of summer. He's been doing it for years. You know what I'm talking about?
Bro, he is like Iron Mike Punch-Out type stuff.
He's been around for a long time. He should be in there.
Institution.
That's outside the box.
That is an institution, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's how I know his name.
There are a lot of other, you know, other people that I'm sure if I actually sat down and thought about it, you know, we could get in there. You know, I mean, there's no shortage of places you could go. Anyway, there was something that I wanted to play because I've seen this video like 1,000 times over the last, you know, 2 days. I've seen every Memphis Tiger recruit tweet it. I've seen every fan retweet it. Mm-hmm. It's like this video that I don't know who it was. Some random media company put it together. But it's like it's a hype video, man. It's like a super exciting hype video. This is it. It's on the Memphis basketball recruiting class.
Oh.
Breaking news just into SportsCenter. Five-star player Precious Achiuwa is committed to Memphis. Memphis got the number one class in the country.
James Wiseman, the 2019 ESPN 100 number one recruit.
Penny's done an amazing job in recruiting. Adding Precious Achiuwa is 6'9". He's ranked in the top 20 overall.
Penny does it again, going outside the Memphis area to land 2019 four-star Lester Quinones. The Long Island native is the highest-ranked Tigers commit from outside the Memphis area since Karan Iverson.
Well, the pick is in, and the pick is Memphis.
I'm excited for the city. I'm excited for the staff. I'm excited for school. What we've done this summer has been amazing. To be able to get and land the number one recruiting class in the country is a blessing.
Yeah, that gets you excited, right?
It did.
I mean, how can you get hyped up when you hear that?
I like having Jay Harris at the front of that thing, making it official like it's Sports Center.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I wanted to play that. Every day around this time, we check it out. Let's go.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Eastern Conference Finals. It is tied 2-2, and look, it's been good. You've got the Raptors having won the last couple of games, and you got Drake acting like a fanatic on the sideline. You got the Bucks crying about it. I see both sides on this. Drake, it does seem like it's going a little too far when you're rubbing the shoulders of the coach and talking crazy to Giannis like you're a player. And then with the Bucks, you know, hey, man, just beat them. Just beat them, and that's how you sit dude down. You know what I'm saying? Should be a good game tonight. It's 80-something percent of the – I don't have it in front of me, John. I think it's 82, 85% of the time the Game 5 winner wins. We do this set all the time. Tonight is critical in that aspect. It's back in Milwaukee. Bucks are 6.5-point favorites.
Brad, what we got?
I got three things.
Okay, wow. Bring it.
Yeah, three, and they're all going on at the same time. First one, I want to address the Cardinals, the elephant in the room. Cardinals split a doubleheader yesterday.
That's a good win for you.
It's a good win.
One.
The first one, not a bad loss.
It was a single win.
Yeah. Royals are
so
bad.
So we split yesterday. I mean, I know, John.
It was the Orioles?
Royals.
Royals, yeah. Okay. They played the Royals yesterday.
And it's same to me.
Yeah, you know, so they got the Braves tonight. I know there are a lot of Braves fans listening today.
What's the problem? You know, if you were summing it up.
It's
everything?
The middle of the line. Pitching, it's really everything. Okay. Like yeah. it's a lot of things.
I would bring back Rick Ankiel.
There are a lot of problems, and I think on any given night, one of them can emerge.
I think you guys are going to get right back into the race, and listen, I'm not blowing smoke with that.
There are some positives, like awkward. Dexter Fowler, your guy.
Yeah, he's terrible.
He's actually coming around a little bit. He's having a better season. Also in baseball, not to talk about baseball. I know we don't talk about baseball very much.
Baseball.
SEC baseball tournament. There are a lot of SEC fans that listen to this. I saw it on Twitter last night. Mississippi State played the longest SEC game in history last night. It was 17 innings, lasted until 3:30, like 2-3 in the morning.
Good grief.
And they finally won in the 17th inning last night, so they advance. They play tonight against Vanderbilt. Arkansas plays this afternoon. Ole Miss plays this afternoon. It's the SEC baseball tournament. And finally, I'm going to do what you're doing, which is watch that NBA playoffs.
Look at that. Look at the range of this show. Baseball in here.
You ain't even gotten to the. You ain't even seen the range that I'm about to bring.
Oh, here we go.
Aladdin is out. It's in theaters. It is in theaters today officially. It is the, of course, live action remake of the one of my favorite animated films of all time. If you ask my mom, she'll tell you it was The Lion King and it was Aladdin. Those were the big time movies for me as a kid. And now it is a live action remake, of course, with a blue Will Smith that I know makes you very happy because you believe he is one of the best people on this planet.
Oh, he's talented. He's good.
It got 60% approval rating from critics on Rotten Tomatoes. Here's the problem. Everything is a live action remake now, right? Beauty and the Beast was, Aladdin was, Lion King is coming out this summer. Sonic the Hedgehog is getting a live action.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes, and it got murdered. Like, the trailer got murdered. Like, it got murdered so bad, the way they made Sonic look, that the writers and the directors all on Twitter said, we're going to take it back to the
Went
lab.
Back to the drawing
and we're going to change the way he looks after they released the trailer to the entire country.
Wow.
Anyway, the problem with these live action remakes of classics is that you have such a high threshold, man. You have such a high bar to live up to. Mm-hmm. You know, Aladdin was it. Have you seen Aladdin?
Yeah.
You've seen it? It's a great
movie. It's been a long time.
It's a great movie, man. And you're following Robin Williams as the genie, you know? Like that was one of the all-time great voice performances ever.
Yeah, I mean, Will's a solid follow-up to Robin Williams. He can give it a good shot.
I mean, he can certainly give it a good shot.
Living up to it will be tough, but if anybody can do the job, it's Will Smith, no?
The critics' consensus is Aladdin retells its classic source material story with sufficient spectacle and skill, even if it never approaches the dazzling splendor of the animated original. And see, ladies and gentlemen, these are the perils. These are the perils.
Now we know.
When you try to do these. Lion King, I'm nervous about the Lion King. I'm nervous about it because I'm worried that it's not going to be good.
Should I take CJ to go see it?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, you got to.
Genie, three wishes. He'll love it.
Oh, he'll love that. He'll love The Lion King for sure. But also let him see the animated ones too. You know, really let him appreciate those because those are awesome. All right. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by The Winger. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Vicky Finch, Penny Hardaway, Mark Spears, and Jeff Calkins. Deonato and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station. Jeff Calkins.
And we have some breaking news, Jeffrey. Do we have the breaking news? Tom Bowen has stepped down as the athletic director at the University of Memphis. It is not healthy to have a dysfunctional relationship between the president and the athletic director. And anyone except for the two of them, will tell you there was a dysfunctional relationship.
It's the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
We've all got big plans this summer, like doing some camping, checking out summer concerts, or just lounging on the beach. And at Nissan's Summer of SUVs event, save big on our entire family of SUVs, including Rogue with available ProPilot Assist, so your summer road trip is less stressful. Or available intelligent around-view monitor to help you slip into tight parking spots at the beach, concert, or even that campsite. Hurry to Nissan's Summer of SUVs event and plan on this summer being your best. Right now, for a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store. Hurry, event ends soon. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see owner's manual for safety information. Offers end 5/31/19.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
The Live Love Memphis Group is the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. They've sold over 1,100 houses in 10 years.
And now she's sold mine, John. The website is LiveLoveMemphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. The person asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She took care of me. She's going to take care of you too.
Treat yourself to the premier bakery in Memphis with today's Perks Deal. Half off $20 gift certificates to family-owned and operated Frost Bake Shop. Since 2004, they have combined their love for great food with modern baking techniques to make unforgettable desserts. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager. The bold, amber color, 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in. Rock out. And let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.